On the 29th of January 1972, the British Army was finalising plans for a major military operation in Derry. On the same day, Andy Nash got married to his sweetheart Margaret in St Mary's Chapel in Craigan. Each of his 12 brothers and sisters attended the wedding.
It should have been the most exciting time of our life, but unfortunately, the following day became known as Bloody Sunday. On that day, my brother William and 12 other people were murdered by British paratroopers. My father was also seriously wounded whilst going to the assistance of William.
15,000 people gathered for the largest ever civil rights march in the city of Derry in Northern Ireland, the latest in a round of protests against a corrupt local government. The atmosphere was buoyant as they marched towards the town hall, but when they reached the edge of the bogside, the army was waiting for them, and the mood turned to anger. Before the day was out, British Army paratroopers had killed 13 people and wounded 15 others in the space of just 18 minutes.
This next song I'm going to do is dedicated to the 14 innocent civilians whose lives were cruelly taken away from them from the Royal Paratroop Regiment on Bloody Sunday. A song called Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Bloody Sundays,
liberty. Thanks very much, thank you.
Many events in world history cause people to pause for a moment and think about the injustice that have led to so much persecution, murder, genocide, and bigotry all around the world, whether it's the Jewish Holocaust or the genocide against the Native American people, and even the ongoing occupation, the West Bank, Gaza, Palestine. One event that I'll never forget is Bloody Sunday, January 30th, 1972. Here at Radio Rebel Gale, I wish to remember those 14 civil rights protesters who were brutally murdered on January 30th, 1972, gunned down in broad daylight at the hands of the British Army. We began this show with Era Og, with their great tribute to those innocent 14, and now another tribute to those innocent and courageous 14 civil rights protesters comes from Restless Ambition, a great Celtic hip-hop outfit from Letterkenny. Hope you enjoy it.
Political prisoners in a position in which there was no road of escape, holding a weight on our backs for so long that our shoulders would break. Inside we were exploding with hate, you wouldn't know from our face, though we were holding a straight cold in a place, cause there was a global trade. The blacks in America had driven rights far through us and escaped, organized in civil rights march. No IRA present, those that were unarmed, but the British soldiers sitting in position, telling innocent civilians, Catholic families, members dead or wrapped in bondage, and they had the audacity to call us salvages. No one had the capacity to force a year on Saturday. If they had it, their visions regarded as insanity, a fucking tragedy. Families can't take the pain, but the British cons still won't take the blame.
How many lives are gonna have to cease? Can you not understand we got different beliefs? In this messed up world, all we want is space. And yet again, another family are laying down grease. Innocent people have already died, and nothing you can say can be justified. And no family involved will ever be the same. So put your hands up and take the blame. How many lives are gonna have to cease? Can you not understand we got different beliefs? In this messed up world, people have already died, and nothing you can say can be justified. And no family involved will ever be the same. So put your hands up and take the blame.
So the civil rights march was sharply interrupted by British soldiers who were on their way to being corrupted, taking orders badly and taking all the wrong actions from Colonel Wolford and Captain Jackson. No civilians had an idea what lay ahead. Nobody even knew how many be shot dead. Nobody would have taken risks or taken any chances if they knew the final outcome or the boxing circumstances. When the paratroopers were ordered to open fire, the bullets rang out like a song of Satan's choir, and young Jackie Doty was the first to be killed, and the pirates continued to shoot as if they were thrilled. Vernon McGuigan, no courage did he lack, killed one helping Patrick Doherty after he was shot in the back. And no mercy was showed, not an ounce of grief, because Vernon was seen waving a white handkerchief.
How many lives are gonna have to cease? Can you not understand we got different beliefs? In this messed up world, all we want is peace. And yet again, another family are laying down grease. Innocent people have already died, and nothing you can say can be justified. And no family involved will ever be the same. So put your hands up and take the blame. And the lives are gonna have to cease. Can you not understand we got different beliefs? In this messed up world, all we want is peace.
where Michael Henney was shot on retreat, while Michael G. Kelly was shot on his feet. Then William Nash and Michael McKay were both shot dead, while John B. Young was shot in the head. Gerald Donnelly was shot while trying to run away, wounded and shot in the ground was James Joseph Ray. Jared and William McKinney weren't relations or brothers, but killed just the same with no mercy like the others. And poor John Johnson shot in William Street, 4.5 months later his death he did meet. And what started that day was a dairy revolution, and your years of lies wasn't going to help a solution. So let the truth be told and let their souls rest in peace, and help to let their families deal with their grief. And in the future we may be able to see a fun day, but we'll never forget the day known as Bloody Sunday.
Grateful for it, because this was Derry in 68. Britain was booming, Europe was booming, but Derry was on the dole. I was lucky. I was working. That's a businessman, a Protestant. In 68 he owned a company, so he got 6 votes.
You only want the one, John.
But this was the Duddy family. Catholic. 6 of them adults. The family only had one property, so they only got one vote between them all. So in 1968, we marched for jobs, houses, and the right to vote. And this is what the world saw on its TV screens. The RUC attacked Sammy Devaney. Sammy died. The ball site erupted. Free Derry was born. The British Army came in. And the IRA campaign began. Just as a girl from Derry was winning the Eurovision Song Contest. In 71, the Army killed 2 local men, Seamus Cusack and Daisy Beattie. Strengthening support for the IRA.
As I was climbing into bed, my pearl were on his side. I looked out of the window and the army had arrived. The house was soon surrounded, they battered the front door in. I knew they'd come to take away the little maker on his bin. And it was scream, bang, shout, raise an awful din. You've got to spread a warning when the army they come in. She opened up the window and she clambered down a spout. Soon her bin was rattling for to call the neighbours out. She then took out a whistle and she blew away like hell. And soon we heard the echo as the neighbours blew as well. And it was scream, bang, shout, raise an awful din. You've got to spread a warning when the army they come in. A soldier came right up the stairs, his rifle in his hand. She kicked him with her button boots and along the hall she ran. Then up and stepped another one, some medals for the win. But all he got right up the gob was a little maker on his bin. And it was scream, bang, shout, raise an awful din. You've got to spread a warning when the army they come in. The music rose like thunder as the bins and whistles played. The army soon retreated, they knew they'd overstead. It wasn't made of silver, it was only made of tin. But once again it saved the street, the little maker on his bin. And it was scream, bang, shout, raise an awful din. you've got to spread a warning when the army they come in. Now war has had its weapons since men began to fight, and everyone has different ways to try and show their might. The army has tried everything to cover up its sins, and now the plastic bullets feel they're trying plastic pins. And it will scream, bang, shout, raise an awful din. You've got to spread a warning when the army they come in. Go home, kind friends, and go to bed, sleep as best you can. But if trouble comes along, get out and lend a hand to all you fair young ladies. If trouble does begin, get out into your backyard, love, and rattle away at your bin. And it will scream, bang, shout, raise an awful din. You've got to spread a warning when the army they come in. And it will scream, bang, shout, raise an awful din. You've got to spread a warning when the army they come in.
October 5th, 1968, focused international attention on the six northeastern counties of Ireland. Politically a stagnant backwater, constitutionally part of the Irish Republic, and simultaneously an integral part of the United Kingdom, the state of Northern Ireland had existed virtually unnoticed by the outside world since the partition of Ireland in the 1920s. It had its own parliament in Stormont. The pro-British Unionist Party had been in government since the state was created, and it boasted on its statute books legislation that was the public envy of the Minister of Justice for South Africa. But why did the civil rights movement develop in 1968 rather than at any other point in the state's existence? There were a number of reasons, both internal to Northern Ireland and external. Firstly, the state itself did not exist by consent. It had not been the first option of the unionists, and the nationalists, one-third of its population, had never freely consented to its existence. But once the new state was established by Britain, its survival from a unionist point of view depended totally on ensuring that nationalists would never aspire to any degree of power. To that end, they were at every opportunity denied equality of citizenship.
Come all ye lads and lassies, and sit you down with me, and I will tell the truth about a land that's dear to me. You've read it in the papers, and you've seen it on TV, but I will spell it out for you, what Ireland means to me. I is for internment of the innocent and free. R is for resistance to the laws of tyranny. That's how I spell Ireland, that's what Ireland means to me. This land was once respected for its saints and scholars too, but now the bomb and bullet, that's all that makes the news. I know that it spelling Ireland. I is for internment of the innocent and free. R is for resistance to the laws of tyranny. E is for the English who have torn our land apart. L is for the love of freedom in every Irish heart. A is for the answer we're all searching for. What Ireland means to me.
And it's peaceful, and you can hear the wind blowing through the trees. Come about 8 o'clock at night, we headed off again. Same thing again, over fields, fats, and then people were getting tired, and because you'd walk all night from about, set off about 8 or half 8 at night, and you'd walk, you know, as continuously as possible, right through to about 4 or 5 o'clock the next morning. So we did that for 3 or 4 days.
McFarlane decided to take a risk. Knowing they were in a nationalist area, they threw themselves on the mercy of the family in whose barn they were hiding.
Just took a chance and got them to go to a local Republican in the area that they knew. Two big cars come out to pick us up. Once they put us into the car, that was us driven straight into South Armagh and into safe bullets right down, literally 200 to 300 yards off the border. There was this feeling of, like, you know, you'd close the chapter. That when they arrived to pick us up, there was a confidence about them. They were in their territory. They were in South Armagh. The minute that I got into the car with these people, I relaxed totally and absolutely, and I just felt, that is it. This phase of the escape is done. We are now in safe hands.
Hands and cross the glen, the fire burns through. The patriotic flame will never die. And when battle cry, it will be the final American cross the ground. I'll sing a song for the bravest man, the bravest fighting unit for the man. We are the men across the clan, amongst the bravest islands of our song. At night you hear the circle scroll, the lights of heaven crossing land. The IRA is heard so, they know the reckoning is close to hand. Across the plain, the fire burns through, the patriotic flame will never die. And when the British scum, they fail. Never again will see the cursed shore. Because they know they'll pay when they're all leaving Ireland's bloody skull. And cross the clan, the fire burns through, the patriotic flame will never die. Yeah. say, it's time you smell German from our land. Across the clan, the fire burns still, the patriotic flame will never die. And when you hear the battle cry, there will be a fine event from cross. Let's see that. And cross the clan, the fire burns still, the patriotic flame will never die. And cross my clan, the fire burns true, the patriotic flame will never die. And when you hear the battle cry, it will be the fight of men from cross my clan. Yes, it will be the fight of men from cross my clan.
The fighting men of cross my clan. Great tribute to South Armagh, to the Fighting Men of Cross my Glen by Shebeen from their Disband the RUC CD. Disband the RUC CD. And we had a brief clip from a documentary about a IRA jailbreak with some volunteers ending up in South Armagh, and how they felt that they were in safe hands, because South Armagh is probably one of the strongest Republican strongholds in the world. That's why the Brits call it bandit country, I suppose. But as one old man once said so wisely, the only bandits I've ever seen in South Armagh were those British bastards. Wise words indeed. Right before that, we had Ireland by Anne Broley. Great moving tribute to all those behind the wire, those interned, and those who standing up against this British imperialism, from the Irish Songs of Freedom CD. What a brilliant voice she's got, Anne Broley. Right before that, we had Blackthorn with Lid of Me Granny's Bin. Stellar tribute to the Bogsiders, to all the Fenians and Irish nationalist people of the Bogside by Blackthorn. And right before that, we had a great tribute to those innocent 14 civil rights protesters gunned down, murdered on January 30th, 1972 by Restless Ambition, a great Irish hip-hop group from Letterkenny. Now, I wanted to play some tossers for you. This is a great tribute to the Brave 10. Those brave hunger strikers of 1981. Blessed are those who hunger for justice.
When I was a child, I would lie in the grave and look unto the sky, pondering how our gravity held us from floating into nothingness to die. Into nothingness to die. Well, then where did I come from? Does God really exist?
there's such a little time here for me. Well, they faced us with their tanks, and they faced us with their guns, and they faced us with their war. And our musicians, we tell them every day, we don't want this anymore. Well, men will fight for many things, and many men will die, and some have only a voice to speak, and here
again. The flowers are back in bloom. Well, no longer will I look for peace in Antrim or in Tulle. I will cherish every skyline, every moment of my true love's time. And now I know my roving days are all.
that day, my brother William and 12 other people were murdered by British paratroopers. My father was also seriously wounded whilst going to the assistance of William.
15,000 people gathered for the largest ever civil rights march in the city of Derry in Northern Ireland, the latest in a round of protests against a corrupt local government. The atmosphere was buoyant as they marched towards the town hall, but when they reached the edge of the bog side, the army was waiting for them, and the mood turned to anger. Before the day was out, British Army paratroopers had killed 13 people and wounded 15 others in a space of just 18 minutes. No soldiers were killed or wounded.
4 days later, myself, Margaret, and the rest of the family were back here in order to bury William.
Six of the dead were aged just 17. Several were fathers of young families. Instead of going on his honeymoon, Auntie Nash buried his 19-year-old brother, William.
Very much, folks. We continue this time with a song I wrote for 8 volunteers who were ambushed at a little village in County Armagh called Loch Gall. A song called the Loch Gall Ambush. We've sung so many songs of fallen heroes. I really thought that I had said it all. But if a song can fill our hearts and raise our spirits, then we'll sing about our martyrs at Loch Gall. Well, the Irish nation bowed its head in sorrow. Such sadness had this country seldom known. For Monaghan had lost a gallant soldier with 7 volunteers from Green Tyrone. Oh, England, dear, think it's over. If you do, you're gonna have to kill us all. For until you take your murderers out of Ireland, we will make them rue the blood spilled at Loch Gall. It was on a mild and misty Friday evening. The scent of apple blossom filled the air. That village street seemed quiet and deserted. Ah, but hidden eyes were watching everywhere. And the digger bomb was only reached its target. The tram was sprung and gunfire filled the air. Well, the SAS did not want any prisoners. Oh, shoot to kill, their orders were quite clear. Oh, England, do you really think it's over? If you do, you're gonna have to kill us all. For until you take your murderers out of Ireland, we will make them rue the blood spilled at Loch Gall. Well, they butchered 8 brave volunteers that evening. They were kicked and punched in case they were not dead. They dragged them up and down that Armagh village, and they filled their bodies full of British lead. Oh, did you think it would teach us all a lesson? At such savagery, the whole world was appalled. Oh, don't you know, there are 20 more men waiting for everyone you've butchered at Loch Gall. Oh, England, do you really think it's over? If you do, you're gonna have to kill us all. For until you take your murderers out of Ireland, we will make them rue the bloodspilled at Loch Gall. So farewell to Paddy Kelly and Jim Lina. No more you need your fighting unit for. Side by side with Pine McCurdy and Tony Gormley. Oh, you died to drive the British from the north. Declan Arthurs and the youthful Seamus Donnelly. On that night you were the youngest of them all. Jerry O'Callaghan and the gallant Eugene Kelly. Oh, your blood still stains the pavements at Loch Gall. Let's hear ya. Oh, England, do you really think it's over? If you do, you're gonna have to kill us all. For until you take your murderers out of Ireland, we will make them rue the blood spilled at Loch Gall. One more time, let's hear you sing it out. England, do you really think it's over? If you do, you're gonna have to kill us all. For until you take your murderers out of Ireland, we will make them rue the blood spilled at Loch Gall. We will make them rue the blood spilled at Loch Gall.
That was the Loch Gall Ambush by the Irish Brigade. And right before that, we had the Tossers, Southside Chicago's finest, Patty Punkers, with Hunger Strike. Coming to an end, I wanted to highlight another brilliant musician from South Armagh, Karen Murphy, now living in Belfast, 9 hours. Just a great kind of mellow ballad to finish up the show. Thanks for listening. God bless. Don't let the bastards grind you down. And until next time, Chuck here, la.
Standing there along the road, my soul's melting with regret. My eyes had overflowed so nearly, so ashamed of their neglect. You can only change the future, just forbid them to. Walking down along the slopes, the sights and sounds a walker hears. The air is warm and stiff with pollen, mild distractions from. Hearing names of people I haven't seen in years. Last time I walked behind me da, well he had fishing rods in hand. Down ugly slopes below Sleeper Rack, the gentle streams around our man. Through nettle leaves and weeds that grow for banks of sand. Watch the gentle water flowing over stones, the saddle stone. Heard a trout jump in the river down the side of Hawkey's Mill. All the small and humble landmarks heading in around Forkill. We look for birds along the river, heard the swallow and the lark. The heron crown that stands majestic as the day gives into dark. I'm walking home again over gates and past the park. Sing us songs and tell us stories, myths and legends came alive. Of rights and wrongs and deaths and glories and desperate struggles to survive. Of heroes long gone and dead, of villains still alive. Summer days down by the turnhole on a Sunday after mass. Down secret lanes to hidden head schools and Gaelic poets from the past. And I'd never stop complaining how the weekend went too far. But now there's oh so many tributes here from people far away, of lifelong friends and some old comrades flying the coffin side by side. And all this in 9 hours, it's hard enough to hide. I never thought that things would end like this, not in my wildest dreams. But life is cruel and sometimes twisted like they're judges, and it seems that nothing here is sacred. and I know what that means. Means I'll get no friendly handshakes, just some letters in the post. It means I'll have to leave my family as they comfort my dad's ghost. And a cell door slam behind me just when I